Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today we are talking about pricing. Good topic to start out the new year. I'm honestly not sure if I've dedicated an entire episode to pricing before, but we are going to do it right now. If you're a founder, you have probably heard these lines. I've heard them myself. Something like, we don't have budget right now, or, oh, this costs more than we expected. They don't really say it in that voice, but hey, we can't justify this investment right now. And it is so easy to assume that the price is the problem, but most of the time, it's not really the number that is the problem. It's the value story that you are telling around the price. Say it with me. Your price is not too high. Your perceived value is too low. This is something that took me a long time to learn. Take it from the girl that charged $50 an hour when she started consulting. That was not enough money. We are going to talk today about why that happens and how to fix it. I used to hear all the time when I got started, "We love what you're doing, but we can't afford this right now." And then there were always so many indicators that that wasn't true. Like the company would just hired other marketers, or they were spending tens of thousands of dollars on ads, or they were working with a different huge fancy agency, or they had a large sales team. All of those things told me they have budget. They just don't see me or my company's work as the best use of that budget. And that's what I mean when I'm saying that perceived value didn't match price. When buyers tell you that they don't have budget, it usually means that they don't understand the ROI of your product or service, or they don't feel confident that it will work, because confidence in sales is everything. Or they don't have a sense of urgency. Lack of urgency is a huge part of the buying process. And when the urgency isn't there, it's really easy to kick the can down the road. And as soon as the can is kicked down the road, you might as well consider that deal dead. No budget is really a socially acceptable way to say, you have not shown me that this is worth it, or I am going in another direction, but I feel uncomfortable telling you. I think a lot of people are just really passive and Midwest nice and don't want to say anything. Let's talk about what companies get wrong about pricing and really about sales in general. First is, you will never justify your price when you sell features instead of outcomes. So many companies do this. I think most companies, when we start working with them, are selling features, functionalities, and deliverables. So like in my company's case, we would be selling strategy, campaigns, or content instead of selling the outcome of the work. But when you do that, buyers see that they are buying an object, they're buying a commodity, but they need to be buying an output, a story, a transformation, or a change that they have been looking for. When you shift from selling features to selling change, suddenly your buyers start to have budget. I've seen this happen so many times. Another thing that teams get wrong is being really vague about the problems that they solve. You have to be uber specific about the problems that you solve, and they have to be tailored to the person that is buying from you. Showing up and throwing up in the sales process, or frankly, even in marketing, does not work. You can't just say, here's my canned demo, please buy. When you're vague, buyers might think that your product or service is cool. They might think you're really professional. They might even want to be your friend. You might wow them. But if the purchase is not critical, then you are not giving them that urgency to buy, back to sense of urgency, and you are not going to get that money. Another thing that companies get wrong, most prospects tell me and our clients that they need a level of confidence that what they're doing works. So they need proof. when there is no proof you are not going to get money. They don't need more details about your product or service. I mean, they might, depending on the sale. But first, they want proof. This comes in the form of testimonials, of case studies, of references. No customer wants to take a risk on something unproven. And when it's unproven, they might need a beta test or whatever it may be. Whatever happens, they need proof. So let's get into how to strengthen perceived value. This is where you can flip the script so that buyers can stop defaulting to, we can't afford it. You want to get the real reason out of them, whatever that real reason is. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. First is anchoring. This is something I learned in sales bootcamp long, long ago. Here I am sharing it with you. Anchor your price to ROI instead of anchoring it to cost. So you want to be anchoring to value. If your prospects say this is too expensive, then you have not anchored to return. You might try this instead. Saying something like, our clients typically see ROI in 60 to 90 days, or this replaces a full-time hire of 120K, or every 1% improvement here equals X amount of revenue. When you're able to anchor to ROI, then the monthly spend can often feel a lot more reasonable because they're making their money back and then some. Another way to strengthen your perceived value is using context to make your price look smart. When someone says we don't have budget, then you can shift what they're comparing to. A lot of times they're just comparing you to competitors, and sometimes it's just a race to the bottom of the bucket, and that's really not what we want to do. So in my case, for an agency, I might say other agencies in this space charge 2 times this. And frankly, I mean, we're a Midwestern agency. We can afford to charge a bit less, but again, we are not racing to the bottom of like the pricing war. That is not what we're looking to do. We might say what it costs to mishire an agency or an internal resource. That is a huge investment, and mishiring in that area is a huge mistake that costs lots of time and money. Or running this strategy in-house costs 3 roles and $500,000 in budget. That usually turns people's heads because when you hire an agency, you get lots of different roles that cannot be filled by one person, no matter what people think. I feel like everyone thinks they can hire a unicorn. I digress. People love a good deal, but it's really hard to create that context by yourself. You have to give them those points of reference for them to obviously go and research on their own. They're not just going to take a salesperson's word for it. Another way to shift the value of what you're selling is to kind of unearth an emotional transformation. Founders and single-person marketing teams tell me this all the time when they're handling marketing alone. I'm so tired of doing this by myself. I'm overworked. I'm overwhelmed. Like, yes, they have goals. They want leads. They want pipeline. Meeting their goals is a huge driver of their decision. But what they're really fighting is burnout, fatigue, inability to spend time with their families, high turnover, and all of the challenges that they experience every single day. And therefore, what they are really looking for is that emotional benefit, a partner that they can trust, breathing room, feeling supported. So when you can articulate what the emotional payoff is, which is layers beneath the financial payoff and whatever they're telling you on the surface, then it's a lot easier to get people to see the value and stretch their budget. And last but certainly not least is getting people to understand that you are the safest choice, even if you're not the cheapest. people always find money for what they view as the safe option. And I have mentioned now a couple of times, being the cheapest option is a race to the bottom. Trust me, I have tried pricing myself low, and then people just expect the world of you for pennies. But you can create safety by being extremely specialized, by being extremely process-driven, clear in your communication, very responsive, by providing lots of proof so that people feel very comfortable in making their decision, and extremely confident in your delivery. The more confident that you are, the easier it is to provide confidence to others in their decision. This is the ultimate mindset shift that I am trying to, I guess, instill in you in this episode. When people tell you that they can't afford it, they're not really saying that you are too expensive. They're saying that the value of your product or service is not yet totally obvious, and that is fixable, and that is wonderful. So if you are able to raise your perceived value, then you can raise your pricing power accordingly. All right. That is it for today. That was jam-packed full of knowledge. I hope that you guys learned something on pricing. Again, it has taken me a long time, lots of learning, lots of doubting myself, fighting through imposter syndrome, and lots of price increase letters to get from that $50 an hour girl to where we are today. So if you know a founder or a company who keeps on discounting, doubting themselves, who are underselling themselves, send this their way. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much.